Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
I'm John Batchelor. The story of the year is climate and El Nino. Why? Jeremy Zakas. He's in New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. We're told by the meteorologist that we're about to set our all-time record for El Nino. What kind of record? The hot temperatures of the central and eastern Pacific determine El Nino. It is a pattern of droughts and heavy precipitation, different parts of the planet, different expectations. Jeremy right now is in winter in the southern hemisphere. I'm in summer in the northern hemisphere. El Nino will contribute to the regular conditions, but you must be prepared for overwhelming heat, overwhelming rain, and a mix of unpredictability coming forward with the temperatures. What we're seeing right now is a taste of it. Wildfires in Italy, wildfires in France, wildfires in Scotland. The heat dome that's about to sit over the southwest of the United States may or may not be El Nino. I suspect it is. That heat dome will create conditions that are very brittle for the wild forests that are touched by it. That's why we must be cautious, because ecosystems are sensible. They balance themselves. And along come human beings who push our habitats, who push very far into their habitats, and they become a danger. Jeremy, a very good day to you. What is your weather now in Sydney? Is it unusual, and what are you expecting? Good day to you.
G'day, John. Yes, it is actually unusual insofar as it's very, very cold and very, very dry. Now, that second part is really the most unusual part, because here in Sydney, it's humid. We're near the coastline. So even though we do get cooler temperatures, we do get near freezing temperatures, it typically is quite humid and actually reasonably nice to be in. But overnight, especially, it was cold, near freezing temperatures, and incredibly dry. In fact, everybody here in the household, we all woke up with dry throats, which is unusual. And you can actually just feel your skin is very, very dry right now, which for Sydney is just unheard of. And to make matters worse in some ways, we are just not getting the rain that we normally would during the end of the winter season. We're actually going into a very dry period right now, so we're not expecting rain over the next 10 days, when we would actually be getting a lot of that rainfall that would not only be watering our gardens and filling our tanks, but also filling the Warragamba Dam, which feeds the Sydney water supply here and basically keeps the city going through the summer. So, John, we feel like that the warnings about El Nino are coming right at the correct time, because we are actually starting to now see some of those things they're talking about, especially that expected dryness and that expected change in the weather insofar as it's not going to be what we normally expect. So all I can say now is what we're expecting probably in the next month is that maybe we're going to start seeing those warmer temperatures as we move into this very, very hot summer. So, John, all I can say is the weather here in Sydney is very different right now.
It is late July for Jeremy, which means approximately, I think, late January for us, when the calendar is reversed. That is the coldest part of the winter for us. We can associate it with heavy snow, wet snow, and lots of it, and icy conditions before the mud season of March. You're in what appears to be a good winter. This dryness, however, is irregular. What are you expecting as you come out of winter into the spring? What are the meteorologists pointing to watch?
Well, the meteorologists are now warning us that it's going to be dry, because as we come into the spring, typically here in Australia, with the tropical moisture in the north and the cooler temperatures in the south now starting to warm up, we do get a lot of rain bands, especially here in the eastern coast area. But now we're being told that it is going to be very, very dry. And as we've discussed before, we've been told to actually start preparing for an earlier fire season. So as we cross from July into August and then into September, where we do hit that spring season, we're actually expecting temperatures to rise a lot quicker this year, and we're being warned that we could actually enter an early fire season even as early as maybe late September. So this is very much, I guess you could say, a totally different year to what we're used to expecting. We have had early fire seasons before, but, John, we're being warned that this one in particular is going to be much more dangerous. It's going to be much drier and hotter and windier than we expect, and it's going to be a lot earlier.
Jeremy, I want to understand what you regard as a normal winter. What would it be right now if things were regular instead of dry?
Absolutely. So what we'd normally have right now is would probably be around about, say, 60, 70 degrees Fahrenheit during the daytime. We'd have a couple of days of really cloudy with on and off showers, so rain showers coming through. And then we'd expect maybe a day where there's no rain, followed by a few days of fairly heavy rain. And then the cycle will typically repeat. So really, the rain is one of the features there. And then, you know, as we towards the end of winter, so really about this point, we'd start to see a few more storms coming through. We'd definitely see some really wild surf on the coastline there as the low pressure systems cross into the Tasman. And it would generally be just a fairly wet winter, but the temperatures themselves would be actually reasonably mild. So we're talking definitely those 60s to 70s Fahrenheit, if not a little bit higher. During the nighttime, nothing below 40, so nowhere near getting to freezing, and that would be our typical winter. So very much almost the opposite, maybe, in some ways, of what we're actually seeing right now.
Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales, preparing for El Nino, Super El Nino, sometimes jokingly regarded as the Godzilla of El Ninos. We've never had one with this prediction before. Perhaps it's coming, perhaps not. We'll learn. We're headed to the wildlife of Australia, reacting to the unusual conditions or anticipating. Jeremy Zachas, I'm John Batchelor.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.